Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up. No, I don't want to push too far. Just a shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, I'm alright. But just a kiss,
baby. You know I love you.
I love you too.
Pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
People, well, as you can see, I'm alive and I'm well. Well, I'm getting better. I still feel a little tired. This is daytime after dark. This is Carly. Hi, people. Tonight we are gonna cover everything and everything. And before I let on my calls, I have a rant. And I haven't been able to do a rant in 2 weeks since my illness. So, you know what? My rant is going to be so sweet and to the point. Okay, so last night I got home, and I was in a happy mood because I was casinoing. Okay, fine. I'm outing myself on the air. I was casinoing last night. Okay. Well, that's not what I'm outing myself at. Okay, so I get on the net, people. For like a second, I get on Twitter, and, you know, guess what? I see that ABC has fucked up their primetime show once again and canceling Extreme Makeover. I know we are supposed to be mad at ABC for what they did in prime time. But let me tell you, I loved Extreme Makeover. That was my thing on Sunday nights. You know, Extreme Makeover and Brothers and Sisters. And they fucking took away Brothers and Sisters for me, last year, last season. And now they are taking extreme makeover away from me because Ty Pennington doesn't have the balls enough to say, no, I won't do the weather, it's called, the one that is fucking taking one life to live place. You know, I'm just saying I'm mad and I will not just stand by and say it's okay because it's not okay. Cosby is mad, Cosby is pissed off, and you really don't... Ty is on the weather. Listen. Okay, well, you know what, Ty's handsome. I love you, Ty. But really, you know, canceling, you know, home and distance was bad. And, you know, canceling one life to live was even worse. Okay, so I'm going to be good now. And I'm going to bring on calls. I'm going to bring on Silo first. Hi.
Hi, Carly. Hi, everyone.
Yes, I'm mad. I am very upset by this. I am very upset by that. You know what I mean? Because if you think about it, home edition was a good show. It was helping people. It was helping people that needed their houses fixed and everything. And with this economy and, you know, if the Midwest has another tornado and everything, there won't be home and distant to come and rescue them. So, fuck you, Anne Sweeney. That's how I feel at this moment. Sorry, you guys, but you know what? And, you know, I love you, Ty, but I will not be watching the news. So, you took one life to live away from us, so you are grounded. You know, the show that will be going on after it. Oh, block number you are on, too?
Hi, it's Kathy.
Yay!
Hi.
So, yeah, I'm mad, Kathy. I am so...
I know you're mad. I know. He's
going
to be on that stupid show now. He's going to be on the Revolution.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And come on, people. Ty is good. I can't even look at no matter what the day is.
I like
and
him.
Now, yeah, and now he won't be able to watch him because...
Well, we won't
see
him again. We won't see him anymore because we won't watch that.
No, we won't. I mean... I just think it's disgusting. I think it's wrong on so many levels. And I couldn't get a hold of Terry. Went to bed last night early. Christy went to bed early. Well, I called her and she was half asleep. And, you know, so I told her that the van could wait until morning. And then I called the other Christy with reluctant heart because we live in the same time zone and she lives in Seattle. I thought she would be up. No, she wasn't up either. So I had to call my grandma and tell her, and she was upset as I have because she's been watching this, you know, the whole time, and it's wrong. Oh, we have a block caller. You're on the air with us, too.
Hey, Carly, this is Alva.
Yay!
Hi, Alva.
Oh, and
to pool viewers. That's why he's on there.
I know, but it makes me sick.
I know.
And, you know, pissing me off is not a good thing. You know, December 3rd will go down as my favorite day of all daytime when we heard Brian Fawn was gone. That, I would say, was my favorite day.
Yep.
You know, I mean, having him gone... Yeah, but, you know, what they did with Extreme Makeover, and after 9 seasons, and they are going to say, it's due to, you know, poor views. Okay, wait a moment. That's what you want for reality TV. So, if Steve wants to make a goddamn reality show, then a soap, wasn't that their argument with AMC and One Life to Live? That's what I don't understand. I mean, I'm mad.
Yeah. But you have a right to be.
Well, yes. Okay, 336, you're on the air with us. I think this is a new call. Welcome to the craziness.
Hi.
What's your name?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. Welcome to Daytime After Dark, Crazy... hour and a half of so, but if you're pissed off with prime time, daytime, anything, call in and vent.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad they're getting rid of Garen Wolf because he sucked.
They are not getting rid of.
I hadn't heard that.
No, they are not getting rid of Gavin Wolf. That,
yeah,
I don't
they're
know.
Demoting him, which is what he deserves.
I disagree.
Okay.
Because, no, you know what? Gavin Polovic, you know, Fawn is gone. Why can we just see what he's capable without Fawn, without Jill Farrow and Phelps? Those were the problems.
Yes.
Everyone knows
yes.
it. Kathleen, you agree. And Philo, right? I'm not crazy,
yeah.
too. Okay.
No, I agree.
I agree. Yeah.
So, you
I
know,
think,
why?
I think things will be much smoother, and I'm
yes.
hearing a lot of good rumblings.
Yeah.
Really changing up the canvas, which I was just waiting to hear.
Well, yeah. It's very, very sad. Oh, 773, I think this is Alisa, right?
Yes, it is. How you
Yay!
Doing?
Hey,
hi,
Alisa.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Silo. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hey,
so what did you think of my little rant?
Oh, I agree with you. It's too bad. I really like that show.
You know, it was a show that I knew Sunday night. If I was sad about anything, by the end of the episode, I would be crying anyway. So that was like my cry-free guilt show that I could just cry at. I mean, like, Touched by Anger was for people. And now they want to take that away from the views. They want to take away, you know, fixing up houses with this economy. Come on, are you kidding me?
Well, I think part of the issue is the cost. It's
true.
No,
yeah, I agree.
The economy
yeah.
is bad, and they can't afford to keep building
yeah.
houses after 9 years. So I think it's just a matter of the time ran out on it,
yeah.
and it was getting lower ratings and the cost. So I think it was a combination. It wasn't any one thing.
Okay, who has their TV on? Okay. I know, I am trying to figure this out. Oh, 336, when you tune down your TV, I will let you back on, but it's creating noise. It's creating a lot of...
Yeah, well, I'll have to scream.
Apologize, I turned it down.
Oh,
okay.
No, it's okay.
Cool.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, but no, I just think with all that, you know, that was sad because, you know, I just feel sorry for people. And you know what? I hope the Sue ends soon because, you know what? Why are they trying to get every guest that people might, you know, want to see? Because I do like Paula Deen and Bobby Deen and he was on there the other day. I'm like, I am not watching it. I cannot watch it. They are bad what they did, bad ABC, so I could not watch Bobby Deen. And he's very, very cute. So, you know, I hope that show goes away sooner than later because, really, I turned it on for a second one day. I did not get them waiting. I just turned it on for a second. And, no, I do not know what the fuss is about. I do not get it. It's almost like The View on drugs with food and recipes.
What show is this?
Oh, you know.
The Chew.
Oh, The Chew. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I only see as it switches over to tape GH.
Oh, okay. See, I see it it goes over when it takes One Life to Live.
Me
like,
too. That's when I see
yeah.
it. It goes over to
That's
One Life to Live.
That's
yeah,
it.
And
it
I'm like,
One Life.
You know, and I'm like, that show is not advertising, not good, and...
Well, I only see like 30 seconds of it, and I hate it. I'm like, I don't know why anybody watches this.
Me too, Shelly.
No, I can understand why people will watch, let's say, Race Away, one of those, the watching.
Oh, yeah,
The Sue, I mean, come on. The way I look at it, we have enough dinosaurs, we have enough, all this. And, you know, that's what the revolution will be. Is
Well, did you see where they had, I think it was on, it was on Facebook, but it was on the Soap and Death. They had the doctor, I guess, that's going to be on the revolution. Her name is Jennifer Ashton.
Oh,
and
no.
And she was talking about...
She's the one that's for women, right?
Right. And she's the one
right.
that was... She was talking about the fans of
oh,
One Life to Live and ABC
yeah.
and AMC. And she was saying that, you know, they need to give it a chance because, you know, they... You know, they'll find it interesting and
yeah, right. Oh, go fuck off,
no.
lady. I'm sorry, but you know, the way I look at it, no one is gonna be interested in that. What they did was, you know, took away 40 years of daytime, well, 80 years, because One Life to Live was on more than 40. I think it was on 44. And AMC was on for 40-plus years. Okay, so they just really took out one whole person when they took, you know, when they took off, you know, the shows. Oh, my little co-host is here. Hello, little co-host.
Hello, I just woke up. I was sleeping.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm falling asleep without no TV or no computer, which is surprising. So.
Damn, that is surprising.
Yeah.
That is, okay. So has everyone finished their Christmas shopping, people? Because we only have nine more days, people. And I'm doing all mine tomorrow because I haven't started.
Oh my! All of it in one day?
Yes.
I think I'm done.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That is my goal. That is my goal because I want to be done with it. And, you know, I mean, I usually don't wait this long, but I was sick, so I kind of had a good excuse. But, and if people want me to send them a Daytime After Dark Christmas card, just DM me your address, but they will be Daytime After Dark newsletter, Christmas call newsletter in one. Happy New Year with the way I'm going. I probably won't send these Christmas calls out until December 26th.
No one does. People don't send them out. People don't send them out anymore.
Hardly
oh, really?
At all. Yeah, I get them from my oldest sisters because they're in their 70s.
Well,
so.
Yeah, my grandma gets them from, like, all her little friends, and, you know, and then, you know, I'm like, oh, and she's like, you should do them. You should start tradition in yourself, and I'm like, Grandma, I'm lucky if I remember what day is, and Sunny, remember Sunny, our Christmas calls every year?
Doesn't yeah, my sound. Friends don't do it. My friends
yeah.
don't send our cards.
I got
see,
one card. I got one card. That's it.
People, you guys, people get on the ball and send Cyber and Kathy a dozen cards there.
I sent one card. I sent one card out. Just one. That's it.
Well, I mean, Kelly, how are you doing on your Christmas cards?
I started doing some at work today. I still have about 5 more to go. I have to. I filled them up. I stopped to write the address on them and send them. So I have about 18 cards to send off. So yeah.
I've got one I'm gonna send, and that's for my. Everyone else, I'll email.
Yeah, right.
Well, see, I mean that's. Oh, by the way, if you guys have not heard, Christy is. at a concert tonight, so at 9 o'clock all time, well, Pacific time, I will be hosting Liaison Radio on Liaison Radio account, and I will be doing Liaison Radio for the first 25 minutes. Christy has trusted me in her little hand with Liaison Radio. So basically, she trusted me to message all up in a hell basket, and I told him, I won't. I will behave. But, but remember, you guys, the swearing rule over the Zay Zone Radio doesn't matter anymore because, well, I break it. And so, oh, and then the December 27th, she's getting, oh my God, who is she getting? She plays on the
Sonya Eddie. Sonya Eddie.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm so proud of her. Of course, I will be the co-host, so you guys have to call in.
I love her.
Yeah, and so you guys have to call in with your questions and, you know, everything, but it's going to be a really good show, and, you know, and just, yeah, call in because I want Christy to have a lot of calls that night. This, because he really hasn't got to interview a lot of, you know, actors from daytime like I have. So, you know, I really want her to do well. And, you know, I have a couple of questions I want to ask her, too. So, but I promised Christy no rants then on you guys, so I have to behave myself. Oh, yay, and then the Christy is here just like 21 minutes late.
Oh, hi, Carly.
Hey, remember
hi.
We said seven. We said seven.
I know. You're like, oh my God, she's going to kill me. No, I fell asleep, and I'm like, oh my God.
Okay, what is going on? Carly fell asleep? You fell asleep? Anyone else fell asleep tonight, please?
It's just that it's dark out really early.
I know.
And it's a and I'm freezing, so I'm actually wrapped up in my little blankie with my fuzzy slippers on.
I thought your mom was gonna bring you over the electric.
No, she's gonna wait to give it to me now for Christmas. I'm like, whatever.
Damn.
So now I'm like in my fuzzy slippers. I'm in my thick warm. I've got like 3 layers on.
No wonder you're taking a nap.
Because you guys, it's freezing here. It is so freezing. You know, if it snowed, it would be okay because it's that cold.
Yeah.
And
because
it's
33 degrees
here at 10:30.
Oh my gosh! I don't even know what is the degrees here. I don't
like
know.
Like 32. The last time I looked, it was like 30. But we are supposed to not go below freezing tonight, so that's good because.
We'll see.
Yeah, because I do not feel like freezing. And I better not say I want the snow to come until I finish my Christmas shopping. Okay,
the snow can
come after I go Christmas shopping. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I hope we
get
snow this year.
Well, remember, but we had snow last year on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I remember that, but it didn't last that long. I want it to last, like, just, like, if it would snow, like, just start snowing on Christmas Eve, like, around 6 p.m., and then stop snowing, like, somewhere in the middle of the night, so that there's just, like, a nice, it just looks pretty, you know what I mean? But it's
so easy
to drive.
Because I do not need it to snow a lot, because, I will be stuck at my brother's and sister-in-law's house with their new baby, and they only have, like, three bedrooms, and I will have to sleep on the couch.
So, just
wait until, like, after, like, 10. Oh, my gosh, we have another call. We are busy tonight. Blanco, you are male.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Carrie.
Oh, hey, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Welcome.
Welcome to the crazy. Okay, I'm not caught up with a lot of shows, you guys. I know you think, oh, Carly's sick. She's all caught up. Well, when someone is sick, even though they know they have a lot of things on the table, they find other things to watch. Like, I was watching, like, real stuff while I was sick. I was watching CNN, Headline News, all that. I don't know why, but I was watching
it. You had a fever then, for sure, because...
You know why, Carly? Because I'll tell you, because I was sick, too, because you don't have the focus to pay attention to the soap, so you just have something
exactly.
else on in the background.
Exactly. Yes, thank you, August. August, you are my favorite caller of the night by saying
that's
that.
That's funny.
I was getting this because I went to record something on my TV today, you guys, and it said not enough space.
Oh, no.
And like,
you
I'm like,
start watching your stuff.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, damn it. And
mine deletes the oldest show, so I don't have that problem, so I just keep recycling it.
That's
what
I do. Yeah, and
get like another TiVo, like a separate system or something, so you can like.
Yeah, that's all I need.
by
the way, I enjoyed on Days of Our Life, people, the Christmas Odomen. Even though I felt it was earlier than I've ever done it. I could be wrong, but I think I might.
No, you're right.
Callie.
You're
it
right.
Yeah, I just felt
but
it like,
it was
I mean,
so
I
perfect.
Loved it.
I loved how they did the flashbacks, you know,
yeah.
You saw Grandma
yeah.
and Mr. and Mrs. H, and I was like, why can't they do that on General Hospital?
I was crying, let me be honest.
I know.
Well, when they did the flashbacks, and even though they have flashbacks, but some I've never seen because, you know, those probably were the first couple of years of Days of Our Life. But when they were hanging the tree up and I was laughing, I couldn't stop laughing because Victor Kiriakis gets to be on the tree now. And I'm like laughing because, I mean,
it's kind
yeah,
of
in a way
scary.
It's good because, you know, I love Maggie and Victor. And I love it when Maggie said to Zuli, so I'm not a Houghton anymore.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No one's a Houghton
are.
Anymore. I think Daniel and Melanie being Houghtons, they're not really Houghtons because Maggie's not a, Maggie was married to a Houghton. Now you got Daniel being a Houghton and Melanie
yeah.
being
yeah,
a
you
Houghton.
Know what? I mean, a lot of people want to, I mean, I...
It's kind of silly.
I love the fact that, you know, even though the storyline does not make sense, but I love the fact that Daniel and Maggie are, mother and son, only because I love the relationship with Maggie and Melody. And I love it.
I do, too.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know.
I'm glad
they're
related to someone in town, too, because if they weren't related to someone in town, they might not be on there that long.
Well,
they have no ties.
Yeah, and what I found is funny, and I was laughing, and I told my nice co-host, Terry, I hope she hasn't fallen asleep on me again, that, you know, I was watching this, and when Victor, Zach, and Daniel were on the pub, and Victor goes, come over here, boys, and they came over, and Victor's like, well, I'm going to call in some favors, come with me, and they walked to... the town's grill, and there was Bo and Bo's like, Victor, what are you doing? I told you to stay at the pub. And, you know, that look on Victor's face like, oh, God, I got caught. Was like, but you know what? His heart was in the right place with that. I mean, you know, Maggie's granddaughter was kidnapped, for Christ's sake, so... You know, he wasn't going to let Melody be harmed. And at the end of the show, when everyone was getting rescued, that was one of my favorite parts of the Friday episode because you had almost every family member, not every family member on it, but you had a lot of the family members in the rescue. And then you saw everyone in the town square, you know, reuniting. It was like, you know, I mean, you know, I'm scared that they are going to do the Austin and Abby thing.
I know she likes him.
Oh my God! Did you see Wednesday's episode? Because she
I haven't watched it yet because I'm a bad person.
Oh my God! She was talking to Jennifer and she was like, "Well, now I'm kind of like having feelings for this other guy," and of course she doesn't tell her who it is.
I know. Could you believe that?
Yeah, I was dying, and then I'm like, "Okay, is Austin seriously? He's looking at her, which bothers me." I'm like, people don't have a problem with this, but they have a problem with Ethan and Christina on General Hospital. I'm really
I know. What's going on with this? I can't believe this all of a sudden.
I was like, ew. And I mean, like, granted, I mean, I'm not real thrilled with the Carrie and the, what is his name, Rafe thing. I mean,
no,
whatever.
I don't like it at all.
Me neither. But still, it's like, oh my God, are you seriously, they're going to put him together with a freaking 17, 18-year-old, whatever, and I mean,
he's going
to be
in a quad. He's going to be in a triangle. It's going to be a quad triangle with Sammy, Austin, Carrie, and Abby.
Oh, give me a break.
Is that
ridiculous? My God.
Yeah,
it
but
is
isn't
so
What's His Face coming back, too?
Who?
The guy that was gone for a year or two.
Well, Lucas is coming back.
I've heard rumbling of both Mike and Lucas.
Michael's coming back?
There's rumors about it.
Oh, my God, is it Michael T. Weiss? Please let it be God.
No.
I love Michael T. Weiss. I love him.
I don't know. I think it might be Rourke.
Oh, that would be okay, though, too. I like Rourke. Rourke Critchlow. He played Mike Horton after that.
But I love Michael T. Weiss.
Oh yeah, me too. And but no, I've been enjoying Days. Like, you know, I've been enjoying Days so much. I mean, the only thing I'm really fast forwarding a little bit, I loved when Dawn tried to be the sit out of EJ, and I'm like, go at it, kill him.
Yeah.
I'm like, kill him. Because
I
you
know
what? Okay, so wait. Okay, the last thing we knew, though, Dawn is a Brady, right? That was the last. Okay, well.
Well, Dawn is
Dawn
Black.
Well,
we thought he was Roman Brady, but he's not.
And then he thought he was a DeMille for a while.
He's not a DeMille, but
he's a Brady. So that would make him Roman Bo's brother or cousin.
Yes.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, and I'm like watching this and I'm like thinking, Roman and Bo, why don't you punch Isaiah out and help him? Help him. John Black would not take money from people. He's getting set up, and I'm going to call it. I think he's getting set by Elaine and Stefano. And, you know, what is the Stefano and Alice thing? Alice would never give Stefano DeMille a time of day. I mean, she would give Victor Kiakis a time of day, but I do not believe she would give Stefano DeMille.
Whose baby picture is that?
I don't know.
That was EJ, right?
By the way, 336. I mean 336. You're back on mail.
Oh, hi.
Hi. welcome back.
Okay, EJ. No, it was okay. The baby picture is EJ's. And you know, there's something. Susan Banks' psycho mother is coming back. But it won't be in the role of Eileen Davidson because, you know, she's over at YNO. You know,
I read she was only on there for that day.
See, and I loved Eileen Davidson as Kristen because I thought that.
I love Kristen too before she went psycho and did all that crazy stuff.
She was a good actress in that part.
You know, I was a Kristen and Zong fan up until the point that she got crazy. But, you know, I mean, but the thing is, you know, I just want Zong to be set free. I want Zong to be set free. I want EJ and Stefano to go down for something.
Well, I think that what they're doing is they're setting things up for it to be Brady's against Damira's. I think once that Rafe and Carrie, they figure out, because, I mean, EJ is behind all of it, and
mm-hmm.
Stefano is, as far as, like, the photo and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're finding that out now. But I really think that it's going to be, and ultimately it's going to be a big, huge blowout between the two families.
Well, you know what, but I think you're going to put the curiosities into it. I think you're going to put the Brady's Hilton, the Calder's on one side, because I think this is finally going to be Lexi's wake-up call, hopefully.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lexi, come on, Lexi, wake up. Your brother is an evil son of a bitch.
You know, I can't get over she's so stupid at this stage of the game. It's like, how long is she? I mean, she knows Stefano's.
Oh, she knows? Yeah, and that's,
like,
I know, really.
Obviously, EJ is, you know, he's so devious. It's like an underhanded, you know. And anyway, yeah. And then what did you guys think about when EJ, like, when Nicole switched the press conference
on
Abe?
Oh, God, that was awful.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. And then, you know, and then he was kind of upset with Nicole for, like, about 3 seconds. And then he, like, you know, of course,
oh,
got
yeah.
bored.
And you know what? I'm sorry. Madison needs to, like, go away. Get away from my Brady, because I want Brady and Melody. I want Brady and Melody for you. And, you know, it's time to pay up.
I like Madison with Brady. I do.
Yeah,
know.
Me too. Oh,
I like
my God.
Him.
He is
oh.
some kind of hotness. Let me tell you. You know what? He really does remind me of when, like, Drake Hogeston was first on the show. Just because
mm-hmm.
he's very handsome and just, you know, I like moral.
I love him with Madison. I think they make a great couple.
Me too. I mean, Sarah Brown
tell you
is
who,
fantastic.
Tell you who do you want? Tell you.
What?
Say this
yes.
Okay.
Hello.
The whole, do you like Madison?
I love
I don't
Madison.
Know. I haven't even been watching it. I'm deleted. I don't like the fact that they're going with that Carrie and Abby crashed, and then I love Chad and Abby, and it looks like they're going to screw
yeah,
that up.
Yeah, you know, I like
but
Chad
I
and Abby.
I like Chad with Melanie. I thought that was kind
yeah.
of
good.
Yeah,
Chad and Melanie.
I can't get invested in that, because I was already invested in Chad and Abby, and the fact that they're together in real life doesn't really, you know, do anything
yeah.
for me, you know, that I don't like that they're going to put them together, it seems like, because they're together in real life thing.
They're not together
get
in real life anymore, though.
Who says
oh,
that? I didn't know
yeah,
they
got
together
back together.
They went
oh,
back
they
together?
Are?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's like a mini
yeah.
soap within a soap.
I love Chad and Melanie. I think they're great together.
I like Chad and Abby. They screw every. That's why I don't. It's every time I get invested in something, they screw it up for me, and I can't sit there and watch it.
Oh, you guys! Wow, tonight is a night of calls. Oh, she finally decided to join the party.
Amy.
No, I don't know where Amy is. Amy's in the little doghouse, but I'm real forgettable. No, Candace is on the line now. See, 38 minutes late, so therefore she's in the doghouse.
Not that you're counting.
Hi,
no,
Candace.
No, I mean,
that's funny.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Candace.
I was at a Christmas party. I was drinking. Thank you.
Well, then that's okay, then. I mean, 38 minutes late because you're drinking is a good excuse.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're drinking,
you.
That's a good excuse. And you know what I think? I'm going to buy myself a...
I had a really good Christmas party at the Disneyland Hotel for my job. It was awesome. But I didn't drink, though, because I had to go to work the next day.
You could have had
okay.
a little something.
No, you were at a party.
Yeah.
You could have like a little something.
Oh, I did. Somebody spiked my drink. No, but I was. I saw it. So I told them to go ahead and put it in my Coke. so it was okay.
I'm thinking about buying myself a little. Well, I'm buying myself a little iPod for Christmas, but I'm thinking I might buy myself some Standing Sun wine for Christmas because
I want to try that. I haven't done that yet.
I do too.
What is it?
They said it's good.
Standing Sun Wines by Laura Wright.
Oh, yeah. By Callie. I didn't hear what you said. Yeah.
And, you know, there is going to be a very good announcement at the end of December because someone might be back on Daytime After Dark, and I'm happy. I'm in a good mood about it. So, yeah, look for that good announcement that is making Carly very, very happy because... You know, we are gonna have a repeat guest person on here, and that just makes me happy.
Yep.
And you know, but I would love having Michelle Stafford on here. I've been kind of stalking her on Twitter, but not every day, just a couple, you know, times because I love Michelle Stafford. I love Fearless. You know, I mean, okay, maybe I have this thing for loving bad girls on soaps because I'm kind of bad. But Michelle and Carly are great. Maybe I could have Michelle Stafford and Laura Wright calling at the same time.
Silas had Michael Lee Knight the other night.
Silas,
that was
I know.
Awesome show.
I was dying.
What a good show.
It was Hillary was on. Oh my God, Andrea
Catherine.
Evans was on. Kat Hicklin. I mean, it was incredible.
When Michael Lee Knight came on, I was dying.
I was like, I was like hyperventilating.
I was too. I was going crazy.
I was on the phone. I was like, "There's no way in the world, Michael Lee Knight. What? Okay, what? That's Michael Lee Knight's voice. I know his voice from anywhere." I'm like, "Holy!"
And
he was
so, you know what? And if Silas is listening, Silas, you better be working on getting me Michael Lee Knight on the show because you know how much in love I am with Michael Lee Knight, Silas. Silas,
oh my
God, love you.
The other thing was Eileen called. Roxy.
Oh,
and
she
was
really
on. She talked
was
for
really good.
She was so nice.
She was.
Oh my goodness. They were all wonderful. Raven was like crying. Everybody was crying in the chat box.
did you guys catch Silas show on the day after, like the day Brian Fong getting fired, a couple of days later, when Nelson Bronco called in pretending he was Brian Fong's?
I was laughing.
I didn't listen to that.
I will have to listen to that one. Oh
yeah,
my God.
Because I was literally on the phone nearly peeing my pants laughing because I knew it was Nelson, but...
Did Silas know?
Today Nielsen on Twitter is like something about he wished he could follow himself or something.
And I was like, I don't think you can do that.
But then, you know, he made me think, I'm like, I wonder if I could follow myself. So I tried it, but it didn't work. And our prayers go out to Raven Beauty. You know, I hope she gets better. And,
I know.
You know.
She was very good
last night. Yeah. Well, she's still sick. I feel so bad for her.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, I didn't know.
She's really strong.
But she sounds really good.
Yes, she did.
I didn't know that you could have two types of breast cancer at the same time. I never knew that, so, you know, I mean,
she's sharing is really good for women to hear that.
Exactly.
Not all the standards you hear.
Yeah, I had a friend. My friend is like 3 years out since she had been diagnosed. And she's doing pretty good, so,
you know. Hey, it is life after cancer, let me tell you.
Yeah, and but after you were 5 years out, then you what? You were totally better.
Well, your risks are a lot less.
Yeah.
Because like my friend, my best friend Andrea, she got breast cancer and she was diagnosed in 2006, and she they had to do a mastectomy, and then in 2007 she had the reconstruction, and she's been clean since then. So now her, you know, the odds of her having it again really dramatically have decreased, because it's been over 5 years. So yeah, it's
and
been
a
over
lot
5 years.
Of women are now choosing to go ahead and have their breasts removed if they're high risk.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. I think about that, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she had a mastectomy, too. She had it. She had her.
Yeah, my uncle's wife had that done last year. She got it for, like, the third time or the second time in a 12-year span, and... She decided to go that route, and she's gonna, you know, have reconstruction surgery, you know, at some point, and, you know, I'm like, wow. Because I don't know if it were me, if I would want to go through.
I mean, I do understand the fact that she probably is like, you know, she can't do radiation a second time anyway, right? And so it's like, is it really going to make that big of a difference if she doesn't want to be sick all the time and miss, you know
right.
what I mean, and then not be able to live the life, whatever she's got left. And so
I always
do kind
said
of
that
understand
I would,
on that level, yeah.
I would never do the chemo. If I knew that my time was running out, I would rather be healthy up until the end. And I would not sit there and be sick for weeks and weeks and months and whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I sort of understand. I mean, on the other hand, it's like, yeah, you're not quite doing everything that you can, but I do understand. You know what? Doctors are wrong all the time. I mean, and I really think that the power of positive thinking makes a major difference. Yeah, if your mindset is positive, then I do believe you. I mean, I seriously believe you have the power within you to heal yourself almost. I mean, you know, or at least set things at bay. And she's got a lot of people that are pulling for her, which I think is really great too, because that's, you know, more energy, you know, more positive energy flowing her way. And I think that it really, you know, she's got a shot. She really does. And I think that, you know, it's amazing that she's not giving, you know, she really hasn't given up. It's just like, you know, but yeah.
I mean, my grandfather had Huskin disease way, way, way back, like in the 70s, when it wasn't like, you know, you could just die from it. And he had the best doctor in Oregon, but he went through the radiation. And I guess from what my grandma tells me, that he wasn't the same after that, meaning temper-wise. And, like, the radiation took, like, everything good away from him was, you know, I disagree with that because, you know, but I wasn't there when he was sick, so I really don't know, like, how he was before and afterwards, but.
Well, and that was a long time ago when they were first starting chemo.
Yep. And so I was always worried, like, oh, my God, that's genetics, you know, and the doctor said, no. No, that's not. And then he died of an aneurysm. And I'm thinking, okay, and I asked the doctor that too, and they go, no, but if you get a really, really bad headache, go check it out just to be on the safe side. And I was kidding. And my mom kind of laughed. I go, can people in our family die normally? Like, this guy of old age and go to sleep one night, can they not die in a non-dramatic way? And my mom laughed. I mean, she knew what I was saying, but, you know, I mean, and then when I heard about Raven Beauty And then someone else I was talking to, I guess their father who had colon cancer for like the last 10 years, and he cannot breathe, and but they are doing some experiment drugs on him, and, you know, he, you know, to buy him a year. And I'm thinking, if you could not breathe or swallow on your own, I don't know if it would, like, 1 year would make a I don't know if 1 year would make a difference.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
I
but
don't
that's
know.
Something that can be found. If I don't
yep.
know what his age was, but that is a as soon as I turned 50, man, I was in there. I said, schedule it. Because
yeah.
I don't want to be worrying about it constantly. And I was fine. And knock on wood, no one in my family has had that kind of cancer. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Dad's aunts, like two of the aunts, has had breast cancer. But, you know, my sister, you know, when she turned like 35, see this one and looked and nothing was wrong. And now that I'm 35, I'm like, okay. But I asked my doctor and he's like, no, let's just, you know, watch it, wait until, you know, 40 and go for the mammogram. And, you know, people tell me they hurt for like a second. I'm like, thank you. I did not want to know that.
It depends on what kind of boobs you got.
That's right.
Oh.
If you're big,
yeah, if they're
it
majorly
can be a problem.
Huge. Then I would say they would probably really be painful.
I don't think
it hurts at all. I don't know. With me, it doesn't hurt. I think it's the easiest test I've ever had. I don't think it hurts at all. I'm not that big. I mean, I'm not real big up top, but it just doesn't hurt to me. I don't know.
Well, neither am I. It just kind of, yeah. I mean, it's uncomfortable, I should say. Maybe that's a better word.
I think putting your arm up there and the way they make you stand and the way they make
you
move.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I went once with my grandma, and she had to get retested because it too, it sort of did a negative, positive thing. So she had to be re-screened again, and that was nothing, but... she's like, oh, stay in the room. I'm like, you too. And then I'm like, that is the most uncomfortable position ever.
Yeah.
But
it's,
know,
only
like,
it's only a second, though.
And yeah, I mean.
They take the picture real quick.
I would rather have that than, you know, the, what's the name called? The down nail thing, the pap smear. Yeah, that, yeah. Okay, fine.
I think that's something, too.
Well, yeah, let's do it.
What?
What?
I didn't hear what she said.
Oh, I said, I'm like, I would rather have the boob test than the pap smear.
Oh, yeah. I'm the one who last time I did it got bruised from them smashing them so hard. So I was
goodness.
You know, I'm really not happy about this test at all.
Right.
You know,
I really want
a man to have to put his you know what in there.
Yeah.
And let's see when he cries. You know? Like, damn,
yeah.
Whoever invented this is a masochist. If you have
yes, it is.
My doctor is great. I don't even know, and he does it. And I said, "Did you do it yet?" And he says, "It's done. You're done. You're all done." I don't even know when he does it. I don't know. I love my doctor.
Well, your doctor is
a doctor. It makes a difference if you have a decent doctor.
I had a very bad. But well, she didn't poke me in the heart when she took my blood a couple of weeks ago, but. The next day, I was bruised, black and blue. But I was using it for all this risk because my dad didn't like blood or black and blue marble. And I'm like, look, Dad, black and blue. They hurt me. It hurt. He's like, here's $10. Leave me alone. I'm like, okay.
I go to a good place. I never get that stuff. I love where I go.
Well, I think all of us in the room will. Okay. By the way, you guys, I'm not caught up with ZH, but I know Jason and Robin had some really good scenes this week. From what I've been
They were wonderful. I love them together.
Yeah, they were. I would say it was probably the best of the week, frankly. I mean, it was the fact that they're so veterans. You know, they're so good at what they do. And I mean, like, I was in tears. And you know, and the thing is that I can understand both sides of what they said. Like, I can understand what Jason was saying, but I also understood Robin's point of view. And, it was just heartbreaking. And, I mean, ultimately, I think he is going to help her, though.
I hope he
will.
Yeah, I think he will, too. I hope that she's going to tell Patrick. That's what I hope.
Too.
Can you just imagine that your husband did that to you? Could you imagine?
No.
I would not want my husband to do it. I don't care if I had to suffer with him along the way. Guess what? That's part of the deal.
That's
right.
That's
exactly.
right.
Exactly.
But
and
I don't
you know,
think
and that's
that,
what
I don't,
he.
I don't
and that's
think
she's
got
I
a
that,
daughter.
Yeah,
I think
and
she's
I
gonna,
think that Jason will be the one to tell Patrick. Even I mean, I think that'll be like the first time that he's ever betrayed a
I don't think she's gonna die of AIDS on screen though, because there's not enough time. She's gonna.
Yeah.
She would progress through the disease, wouldn't you think? It's not gonna be like
she's
gonna die tomorrow.
Yes.
And
I mean,
she's often.
I'm hoping early February. Well, I know that, you know, because Finola Hughes is coming back, and I'm pretty positive.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, Tristan Rogers, I know they're talking to him.
Yeah, he's coming
back. Yeah, but, you know, they come back, and I think that, I don't think they're going to have her die. I think it'll be turned around. And maybe she'll take off and just want to be alone or something. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to leave Jason.
I don't know how they're
going to
leave
without
her.
I hope they leave it open-ended. I think they will. I think they will.
Because
I think maybe she'll, if Tristan come, maybe she'll leave out with him.
Well, that might
and
make sense.
And maybe she'll go and see if she can find another treatment or whatever.
Yes, yes.
See, now that would make sense. You know, it allows
Kimberly to go out and do what she wants for a while.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, you know, and then let's just say if by some miracle we can get GH to NBC, then, you know, would still have the door open for her to return to a normal, you know, a normal crew and a normal EP and a normal writer, you know.
I wrote something on NBC's Facebook wall last night, and as I wrote it, it disappeared.
Oh, you're kidding.
No,
what
and then I wrote again, I wrote something else, and it disappeared.
What?
Oh, my.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if my posts have been deleted.
First time I went to Clint, Jerry Von Dern, what's his name?
Von Du?
Van Dorn.
I went to his page first, and he had a lot of comments. He's doing the same thing. He's doing a different thing, but he's trying to, you know, he has a bunch
post something.
When you go to his page. I went by Flo's CNN report, and she was saying things you can do. So I was writing down some of those things that you can do. So one was Jerry Van Dorn's page. So I went there, and he also had a connection to NBC. So I clicked on the NBC one, and I went, and it said, write, you know how it is on Facebook, write a comment.
So I just wrote,
please, NBC, would you consider... One Life to Live. Very nice, I wrote it.
Yeah.
It's a very nice, it was really good what I wrote. And so I hit enter, and it stayed there for a second, and then it went.
Oh, my God.
So I wrote, the second thing I wrote was, are you deleting any comments that the public makes? Real nice. I didn't put it that way. I wasn't being sarcastic.
No, but you were like.
I just said, is it okay for the public to make comments on this or something like that? Delete.
Oh, my
what?
God.
They must have something shut down or something.
I don't know. So
did anybody have anything posted?
The only thing that was posted were comments from NBC.
Okay. It's not been available for you to comment. It's for them to provide
but it says
information.
But it says write a comment.
Oh, definitely.
Well, yeah, I mean, usually, yeah, if it says write a comment, then you're supposed to be allowed to do that.
Yeah,
well,
it went
weird.
Right away.
Oh, that's awful.
But on my...
See,
I would go to their site. Don't use Facebook. Go to their site and send them a comment.
It was one of Flo's suggestions, so I did...
Yeah.
I did do that. But on my Facebook page, it says that I posted to NBC's wall. On my on my Facebook page,
yeah.
It said I
yeah.
posted there. But it did go right away. It went away.
Oh,
oh
my God.
That's
that
weird.
Is so weird. I know, because normally, I mean, oh, God.
I've never had that happen.
Yeah, me neither. Not on that, no. I mean, I didn't try on that particular page, but all the other pages
right.
I go to, it seems to work fine. You know,
but nobody did. Like, Flo has this as a suggestion, but nobody did. So I said, wow, am I the only one that's doing this? And then when I did
it. Oh, my God, I wonder if we're all doing, if people are all doing it and they're just deleting them all, obviously.
But
I think
you can't do that on that page because every single you can comment under what NBC puts as a comment. You can comment under that.
Oh,
like if
okay.
they say watch 30 Rock, let's say they wrote, you can comment under that, but you can't write your own comment as a topic.
I was having that trouble, too, for a while with a lot of the sites I was on, but I had to have my friend because I don't have text messaging, so I had to have her set up my account a certain way, and then I was able to do it because when I got into all these Facebook groups, I was having the same problem. I was going crazy because the group would say, go to such and such page, and it wouldn't let me post. So it was something wrong with my particular account, and then my friend fixed it, and now it's been fine because I could post on my friend's wheels, but nothing like, say, like Entertainment Tonight or whatever, because we would be like, save ourselves, this, that, the other thing, and I could not post on those pages to save my life until my friend went in and did something, and then now I can do it.
Oh, I wonder what she did. Can you find out what she did? Because maybe we should go up there.
Because it kept saying I had to register a phone number. Every time I would try to do it, it said I have to register a phone number, and I couldn't do it because I don't have text on my phone. I have a dinosaur.
Right.
So
oh,
she
weird.
Went in and did it and logged her, so that so far I haven't had a problem because a lot of that, when I first got on, was a lot of getting on the NBC page because that's what we did as of in April when they made these announcements as of May and June. We've been contacting Steve Burke and Matt Bond right along about these soaps from the summertime because I sent him emails and posted all that stuff from May, because a lot of the groups that I'm in have been doing that, USA and
wow,
and NBC.
Oops, sorry.
Did anyone tweet Calavati?
I did a couple
Someone
of times.
Callie, did you tweet Calavati?
I did a couple of a few minutes ago.
I've been tweeting him all day. every like few hours, I'm tweeting.
I haven't yet.
Did you notice? I'm like, bring Lexi back. Don't get rid of Nathan.
I tweeted him last night.
Don't kill Robin.
I said, bring back True Romance with Jason and Elizabeth. Please bring back Jake.
Yes.
Oh yeah. I know. Yep. Did Carly tell you what? I don't know about that theory, you guys. She told me about the theory about that Jake is in Windermere. And
I don't believe that.
I don't think he's there.
Because, I mean, I could understand. Because then she's saying, well, then Sam would have been involved.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
What happened?
It was weird.
Hello.
Is Jocelyn
anybody there?
Hello.
Okay.
We're here.
Okay.
Are you? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Did we lose Carly?
What? Somebody hung up
Carly?
Or did something.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
something happened.
I think we
That's
lost
weird.
Did we lose Carly? Well, go ahead.
So.
Go ahead. We're here.
Anyway, but the only reason
Oh,
I
you guys, think- you guys, I muted myself.
Oh, that's what happened.
I was like, where is she? I thought for sure you'd be like somehow seeing it.
Yeah, okay.
No, I was just
you guys,
explaining that I
No, didn't... wait. No. Christy, no. Amy's here.
Oh, okay. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on?
It's the end of the week.
Oh, I know. Oh.
Well, my week ain't over yet until tomorrow, so I'm just exhausted.
I hear ya. I know. I fell asleep earlier, and Carly's like, "What's that? What's with everybody taking a nap?" I'm like,
"Yeah,
well, it's dark here."
Yeah.
Of course. It's cold and dark. It's time for bed.
So, what were you saying that you didn't believe that?
The only reason that I don't, I'll just say this real quick, but the only reason that I doubt that theory with you, Carly, is just that because of the fact that if Jocelyn hadn't needed a kidney transplant, then I could totally see that being a plausible thing.
Okay,
how would Franco know to switch the kid with somebody that's compatible with Jocelyn? That's the only problem that I have with it.
Oh, because he was looking with that doctor at that time? He was looking with that.
You know what? And another thing, just because we don't know that Jake is compatible. They had to do that while he was there. So whoever got hit was just compatible. It doesn't mean that it's absolutely Jake.
Absolutely.
See,
that's true, too.
Okay, I didn't see it. I'm Chris.
And, you know, we never did see Jocelyn surgery either. I mean,
right, that's true.
You know, and Dr. Theo, I think it was.
Yeah.
He and Franco knew each other, and it was
exactly
and everything. So I'm not making
a
spoiler up
or
anything.
Whatever happened to him? He just disappeared.
I don't know.
They've never brought him up again either.
I don't know. But you know what? This new doctor.
Yes.
Ewin, or however you say
Ewin.
His name.
Ewin.
Ewin.
I don't think
which
he
one?
Was the guy who.
Which new doctor? Maggie or the guy?
No. The new doctor is the guy that was painting at Shady Brook.
Oh, okay.
Shady Brook, yeah.
I don't think that's the guy who rescued Elizabeth.
Well,
yeah,
you know, I think that guy is a Cassadine.
A long time ago, there was a spoiler about a Valentine or something Cassadine.
I think Michael Easton's going to come on the show.
This is
my theory, but I think he's going to come on the show, and he's going to be Valentine, and these two that are roaming around or whatever, the doctor and the other lady, I think are going to be his kids. And I think that they're trying to kind of, I hope, suck in all of the Spencers and do a Spencer Cassie adventure or whatever.
See, the thing is, Michael Easton is not coming to General Hospital. You know,
he's not coming to L.A.
What?
He's not coming to L.A.
He's not coming to L.A.
Not coming out to L.A.
Yeah, because he's in New York, so.
Exactly.
Well, he'd have to move his whole family again.
Christy,
and the baby.
Christy, look in this album for a sec.
Just in the chat room.
No, you want to know why I think he's in the tunnels?
Look in the chat room.
On your DM, PM.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't think Franco acted alone in Jake's hit and run. I think that, I mean, there was the black sedan that no one's talked about.
Yes.
We saw it three times that day. We saw Sam driving a car. We haven't seen it since. You know what I mean? And we saw her sitting in a car, but we didn't actually see her I think that Helena is the mastermind behind the whole thing with framing.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
And
I
everything.
Do too.
I don't know. I don't really think about the AJ spoiler. Because they keep saying that, like,
what if AJ isn't really dead?
And we all know, like, the thing is that look at the target. Look, just look at the target. It's Jason. Franco's obsession with Jason.
Yeah, but I don't think AJ would hurt Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I mean, he's never done anything. It doesn't matter.
The thing is, the target point is Jason. Like,
I know.
It doesn't matter how he goes through.
Okay.
Well,
not everybody likes this week.
And how better to get back at Jason for taking Michael than to take his child?
Okay, you know what? No.
Well, no.
Okay, no.
I agree with that theory. It absolutely can go that way.
But I
I'm going to put this out there, too. Wait a minute. Billy Warlock, they asked Billy Warlock at a recent event about General Hospital if he has, you know, heard about the changes. And he said he has gone to the set in the recent months. He said he didn't say he was filming. He just went to see Leslie Charleston, and he wanted to say hi while he was in L.A. It's to me.
Who did? Wait, I missed something.
Billy Warlock. While he was out in L.A. recently, he was at the set, and they had asked
him. He played AJ
AJ. He said, what did he think about General Hospital? And he said that he's gone to the set to visit, you know, Steve and Leslie. He did not say anything about filming, but a lot of people was like, wait a minute, hold on. Why is he coming to visit when all this stuff was dropping out and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
And I would not be surprised. I really would not be surprised if they went ahead and they did the whole AJ take his staff situation.
If they do that, then I don't think Jason would bring back the quarter main.
It makes sense.
That's very soapy. I mean, oh my God, that's soapy. But another thing, you guys, I also think
Sam knows a lot more about that accident that night than...
Did you hear her today?
Did anybody watch today's show?
No, what did I say?
Which one? Who are you talking about?
I cannot believe that she's claiming she was raped and she's not doing a darn thing about it. She doesn't even remember what happened.
But this is the thing. Nobody watched that video. It is just absolutely degrading.
Oh, 773, you're back on the air.
They're not writing it correctly. It's just frustrating.
No.
It's like, you know, what are they doing?
Yeah,
I mean,
who is a victim of rape, and she's confessing that she was raped when she wasn't.
She doesn't remember. So how can she confess?
Because she looked at the DVR.
Yeah, and then she has a flashback when she was unconscious for it. So it just doesn't make sense. It's very, very choppy.
I read a rumor that they are really going to go in and really clean house with storyline. I think there's going to be a gigantic change. Well, did you hear about Steve Burton's personal appearances last weekend?
No.
No, I didn't hear about it. I did know that.
He did two personal appearances. And then one with Kelly.
Oh.
And at his personal ones, there were two different people at each one of his personal appearances. And Steve came out and said that he doesn't even recognize Jason anymore. He's not happy. And I think he's saying it because he's already talked to Ron and Frank.
I think Steve is throwing
Amy?
His weight around, which he should.
Amy, I just want to say the block caller you are on to. The new block caller that had your hand up, you can speak him.
Thank you. I'm not in the chat room. I can't talk.
Did
you guys hear about Steve being at Becky's event next year? At fan club event?
Yes.
Party confirmed. It's going to be Jonathan. Jonathan's going to be there. They already said it. Jonathan's going to be there. Steve is going to be there.
So what?
When is it?
For
fan club weekend?
Yes.
Did they announce
your
date
yet?
Yeah, did they announce it? One at a time. You guys, I'm
one
going.
One at a time.
I'm
you guys, we are sounding like the View. You guys, this is bad. Yeah, one at a time.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Knock it off.
Okay, I need to check that out right now
Yes. Now, remember, tickets go on sale. Like, they just they start pricing it around, what, next month, February, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So you know they, you know, Becky's event
they're
is going to
get
hot ticket. It's going to be the hot ticket this year because they already confirmed.
But I need to know when it is.
I'm so excited.
I usually get an email. I can't hear.
Okay, when?
I went last year.
Yeah, I went last year, and it was like July 20th.
It was July 22nd.
It was
the
end of July.
It was the
21st
or something like
that.
It was the week after All My Children, right? The week after All My Children's event, or was it before the week of All My Children's event? Because I know they, like, intertwined with each other. A lot of people got about this.
Well, you know, I'm thinking, well, now, Christy was actually thinking if a bunch of us went and we got a whole suite together, that was like.
I think we should go.
I think a lot of us should go. We don't know if this is going to be her last one with
I'm
going to
try.
You know, so I think if, I mean, we got plenty of time to save up. So, I think we all should go and then wear a shirt and get a shirt from Christy.
What
if I get to move back to Arizona, I'm going. So
Well, you guys,
well, I was thinking, I mean, because the Daytime After Dog crew will be going. Candace has to figure out how the fuck she's going because I need her as a correspondent because I cannot be
Kylie,
at all the
events.
Kylie,
can I drop my bombshell news now? I've been holding this in for like two weeks.
Go ahead, Candace. Wait. Have you told me about it? Have you even told me?
You kind of knew about it.
Who is that knocking?
I don't know.
It
sounds like somebody's hitting a button.
Okay, baby, the new block call.
It's Carly.
No, it wasn't. It was the new block call.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Candace. Okay, say it.
I'm ready. So you guys know that The View is paying homage to One Life to Live, correct? Y'all know about
Yes.
it?
Yes.
I was showing her to please that. Okay. So I got an email today stating, and I quote, that Monday I will get my ticket to the One Life to Live event.
Yay. You're going to have to be the reporter.
We got an insider.
I'm asking me, Christy. She's always the reporter. She's always the correspondent for Daytime After Talk.
Awesome.
So you're going to have to find yourself another.
That's great, Candace.
That's amazing. That'll be fun.
Two-parter. There's a two-parter. If you want tickets, you have to email abc.com, The View, when you go to or you go to The View on abc.com. They're going to ask you what makes you the biggest One Life to Live fan and also what makes you the biggest soap fan.
Oh, God. Let me tell the ways.
They have the nerve to even ask that.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Here's the thing. I already came up with something. You know how they have, like, on The View, you know, the people saying The View will return after this on ABC?
Yeah.
I kind of have something planned. And y'all tell me what to say in case they pick me, okay? I'll be like, we'll return to Landview here on ABC. Something like that.
Landview. I love that.
Aww. That's very
That'll be cute.
Like, oh, my God. Okay, if they pick you, oh, my God, if they pick you, oh, God, you know what? If they pick you, you know, you could go, we will return to Landview in Daytime After Dark in a bit.
Oh.
Okay, fine. I know, but does that mean that people don't know about me?
But they're
going to
put
it.
We're going to wear a Daytime After Dark t-shirt. Candace, they'll probably put it on a Friday where it's pre-recorded.
Yeah.
You're
not funny.
See, they said we have to, like, they're going to do it Thursday.
and they're going to air it on Friday?
No, you should wear a Jake T-shirt. That's what you should wear.
You know what I really should put, and this is not because I had alcohol in my system, by the way, but I'm going to put Brian Fromm sock.
Manners, because that's the new web series that's coming out in May.
Which day is that, Christy? A Wednesday?
That's It's Wednesday, January 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern. And, so we're going to have them on, and it'll be the first in a series, I guess, of interviews up to the premiere. And then the night of the premiere of that, we're going to have a board party on Reluctant Heart, and we'll all watch and chat with chat. So
I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
Yeah, you'll be – so it's hopefully it'll come out okay. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but – but I figured I'd let you guys know, so
You'll do fine.
Cool. And you know why? You really do fine, because you've been taught by the best, me and Christy, and so, you know, and guess who is in the doghouse, because they did not come.
I kept waiting to hear if that number was going to be called.
Yeah, I know, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
What? Who are you talking about?
Silas.
Oh.
Silas was going to, he said he might call in, but, you know, we were expecting him to call in, but he didn't.
Yeah, we were expecting you to call in, Silas, so.
Well, he had a big
night
last night, so.
Yeah,
he did.
I mean,
he
it was crazy,
night.
That show. Oh,
it
my
was
God.
Crazy.
I was dying. And poor Raven, she was crying. She was so touched by everything, and Flo, it was Flo's birthday, so they were all, saying happy birthday to her, and she was floored. It was, amazing.
You know what? That's it. You know what? When it's my birthday, we all have a really good birthday, so.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
you know,
me too.
Callie,
yeah,
my
okay, and
Raven? My birthday's Wednesday.
Oh, cool. All right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God,
so,
usually I have a show,
you know
but
what?
I'm not.
You know what? Okay. We could have
a
special daytime after dog.
You could have a show with Steve Burton on for me.
You
could have Steve Burton on for me.
Yeah, there you go.
I want Burton on, damn it. You know who, you know who I really want on right now? I'm not, it's not a secret.
I'm not counting my birthday.
I want my birthday. You guys, my birthday is on a Saturday this year, okay? That is really...
Mine isn't. Mine's
so you can
on
have
TV.
Your show on a Saturday, and then I can chat with you all night.
Hey,
do you guys know what day your birthday's on already?
Because I looked at my phone calendar, and...
Yeah,
my birthday's not till August.
Mine's on a Monday.
It's a long time from now.
I'll be dirty 30. I'll be 30 years old next year. This
is
going to be amazing.
Girl.
Half of me is so afraid to turn 30. Y'all don't even understand. I'm so proud of the fact that I'm actually making it to 30. I'm going to take that. You know, I'm going to own it. I'm glad I'm turning 30.
But at the same time,
it's earlier today, before I went to my Christmas party, one of my coworkers was, telling the parent, Candace, you know, is 29 years old and everything. Not that I'm not, I'm not proud of, I'm glad that I made it another year because, a lot of people didn't make it, So
that's
the parent
had
looked at me and said, so what are you grateful for, within your 20s? And I'm sitting down and I'm thinking, and this is this tells you how I was thinking. I was I was really glad that I met a lot of soap stars in my 20s. I swear I said that. the parent looked at me and said, "Oh yeah, that's right. You are the soap opera diva at this job." I was "Yeah." He was "When you turn 30, what is your hopes and everything?" And I said, "Well." Most people will say they want to get married and have a child. That's the typical answer, right? To be, get 30 and stuff like that. I bust out with, I said, I would like to go to the Daytime Emmys, and I actually would like to win a Daytime Emmy. I said, can we make that happen? I said, how do you think we can make that happen? And my coworker was like, wait a minute, Candace, you already held a Daytime Emmy. I said, yeah,
what?
I already held a Daytime Emmy. Moving on.
Not moving on. Candace, who daytime Emmy did you hold?
I held
a couple of daytime Emmys already.
Candace,
wait a minute, this is all a Candace interview, because, you know, we can really have an hour about this. No, the first person, the first daytime Emmy that I ever held was Chad Brandon, who played Xander on General Hospital. It was the year that he won. I was at his fan club event in L.A. It was my first time going to General Hospital. He made a comment while taking the picture with Emmy. He said, oh, this thing is steady. Me being the person that I am, me, you know, never holding an Emmy, I said, oh, yeah, right, it's not that heavy. He literally said to me, do you want to hold it? I said, well, sure, hey, if you're going to let me hold it. He let me hold it. Do you know I owned it? I was taking pictures with it. He was like, do you want to go ahead and make a speech? He was like, do you want to go up to the podium and the microphone and make a speech? And I was like, yes. And he was like, oh, I bet you don't have a speech prepared. I said, I've been practicing for the longest time. It's like, I like
the academy.
I like to thank God for making this possible. I like to thank the fans. Hey! I like to thank the wonderful crew at McDonald's. Yes, I bust that line from Clueless. And I'm over I'm trying to think, like, how can I, like, leave without it? So that was the first time. And at Jerry Van Dorn's event for the bowling, if you pay like $5, you get to hold his Emmy.
Okay.
Not a worry.
Over the last couple of years, I've been like holding that Emmy, and it's like, dude, just give me the freaking Emmy. Like, you know, every year I'm going to hold it. I'm going to pay you the $5 and, you know, take a picture with it.
Okay, you know what? Candace Bergen did Van Dorn on the show of seasons. So, correspondent job is in trouble because I love Larry Mandone, damn it. Thank you.
I love him, too. I love him, too. I love him even more now since he did the whole, oh, these writers are messing with me and my head and my, what was her name? Brianna. From that One Life to Live episode like 2 weeks ago. I'm still obsessed with that episode when everybody was watching the show and they were doing exactly what I do. Like, oh, no, they didn't. What? Like... By the way, One Life to Live better win an Emmy for that episode, let alone.
I know.
Everybody's reaction to everything about Brandon and Brianna being related.
My favorite episode.
You know what the funny thing is? I think that's how everybody felt when they finally put two and two together about Tammy and Jonathan on Gown White. You know, so Candace has held the Emmy a couple of times, and like I said, I feel that I need to have my own Emmy, and I need to, you know, actually, I want to host a daytime Emmy.
You are aware if you host the daytime Emmy,
that you need a fucking
co-host, and that would be me, and then we will have A. Martinez be the co-host down. I'm the same too.
Nelson Bronco thinks Bea Martinez.
Oh,
yeah,
wow, Mom. Yeah. I heard Christy, who's stupid Barry one dead. Okay, you know what, Christy? Bad Barry. Okay, no. Anyway.
I hosted the Emmys. Can y'all honestly imagine if I actually host the Emmys, the red carpet? First and foremost, there would be some people I would be saying, why did you leave the house in that?
Oh my God.
And then I'll be like this, are they real or are they fake? You can be honest with me. We're not taping. We're not live. Like, okay, like, really, y'all quit that, right? I would probably be the worst but the best person to actually do the red carpet.
Okay,
you guys,
don't you know
we have like time
ever seen has been to roll your eyes at the ceiling and puff your bangs and let you flap your wings, and that's just such great acting.
Okay, so we have
and let's throw an empty box and almost do a backflip from it.
No, unless
off the
it's Julie
table.
Marie Birdman. I love
freaking
Julie and
long.
Everything, but I saw the recent, like, episodes of her and Dante, you know, Lulu, and the up-close.
Yeah.
Like, first and foremost, I'm mad at General Hospital camera people for doing up-close, you know, shots of her face. And
oh,
I'm
my
really
God.
In
HC? Yeah.
In case Julie is listening, I'm not saying this to be a mean bitch or anything. I'm just looking out for your career.
I will.
Proactive.
Oh, yeah.
So many people, ask Melissa Claire Egan, you know, Chris Schaus.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
All of them. It works miracles. You know, it's only $19.95 minus the shipping and handling. Yeah, I'm promoting it. Just go to it. It's at Proactive on Twitter. Like it.
Well,
it up, Julie.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, people. We have 4 minutes of daytime, and then I have to get my ass over to Liaison Radio for the 9 o'clock, so, yeah, I probably won't have...
You have 20 minutes. What are you rushing for?
Because I have to sign in, and sometimes Blog Talk, fine, 15 more minutes.
So you're going to do Blog Talk and not...
So you're
going
to diss us to go over there.
No. You guys, no. No, I have 15 more minutes, and then I will just sign in very quickly. I will sign in.
Carly just made all of us sad. Like, you know, we were like your date, and you just, you know, just walking out.
Yes,
like,
I mean, you know what, you? Okay, Christy, okay. She is at a goddamn concert, and and she's
concert.
Like, well, you, I like
that
a
concert.
Christian, like a Bible, like Christian concert, I guess. So, you know, but she goes, I need you to host the show for 15 minutes. But she did not put any words on me, so I probably can call every bad name that I sing about Kelly Monaco on Liaison Radio.
Are you gonna post the link on Twitter?
I already did, I believe.
Okay. I don't know if I can call in. I'm waiting for a phone call, but I'm gonna try.
That friend of yours.
Yeah. Christy moved the show back till midnight, so it's gonna be a problem. But I'm gonna try to call. She might call me late.
Oh well, you know what? Christy usually does it at 8:30, and I think next week it will be at this time, like you normally is. You know, so, yes, and, you know, people, we have to help the economy out, so stop until you drop and you find the perfect Christmas present for me. Thank you.
We didn't even talk about Abby.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
She missed a lot of things.
She got,
so no one
has a cement truck or something.
Yeah, did nobody see her body? Michael and them didn't see her body.
Yeah,
I did.
That's what they said. I think Franco killed her.
Yeah, I think Franco was behind
it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No.
Yep.
That's acting, right? That's great acting.
Yep. Okay.
And I seriously think Sam and Michael are going to do the horizontal.
I do too.
I hope so. Is that terrible? I hope so because
I feel bad.
Anything to get Sam out of Jason's life, I'll go for.
Absolutely.
Not only that,
just imagine for a second Jason's reaction.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the reaction that
if
I want to see.
Imagine if he caught them.
That's what I want to
see.
I want to
see that. That's what I want to see.
Across the room, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but poor
and
Martha.
You know why? Because, I mean, it's like, okay, Jason, you did that to your brother, and now he is doing it to you.
Okay, August, we are not going
to
do
this to you.
Okay, we are not going to get in this argument because I never really cared about AJ. And so whatever Jason did at the time, I accept Jason.
No, I know. I'm sorry. Payback is a bitch, Carly.
No, some shit that he did to AJ was absolutely absurd.
Sonny hanging him in the bag to me.
Oh, that was my favorite, actually. When Sonny did that, I wanted to get Sonny a medal. I was not an AJ fan.
I love AJ.
I would never.
You know,
I couldn't stand AJ, but I didn't like him hanging him like that.
I thought that was
awful.
It's not that I was an AJ fan. It was just that.
And Billy Warlock.
I couldn't do Billy Warlock. I like Sean.
You know what is weird, you guys?
They're both.
You know what is really weird?
Good.
You know what is
but
really
Billy,
weird?
Billy, he was an awesome
Sean
actor.
Sean
he
came
is an awesome
with
actor.
God. song Kane just got fired, got let go from Y&R.
But he's coming back in spring.
Who did?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just...
Who got let go?
Song Kane got let go from Y&R.
He did, I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking...
Yeah. But I heard he was leaving.
Let go, too.
So,
someone else got let go from there, too. I'm trying to think who it was. Someone else. Right.
But anyway, let's talk about this person who pulled Elizabeth from the water. I don't think it's this new patient pretending to be
it is him. It is him. I read it was him.
Ewing.
Ewing.
We were comparing tests.
Ewan's a
and
doctor.
And I was like, no way. And I remember
Ewan
he,
is a doctor,
he must
though.
Have waxed or something.
It was
and
him.
No way. Uh-uh. But, see, I don't. I think he's shady. I think he's going to be...
I think he's a Catholic.
He's a doctor.
Right away,
he's not honest about who he is, and Elizabeth is supposed to confide in this person, and
I kind of like anything
to get Liz away from Lucky, I'm all for.
I think there's some shadiness going on there.
Yep.
And I think all this talk about rape and fake rape and thinking that you were and stuff like that, I don't know, but something creepy is just, I don't know. I have this creepy feeling that someone is going to be attacked. And I'm thinking that Elizabeth is going to be gravely injured. And, yeah, but that's just me.
And I think Jonathan Jackson is going to come back when the new writers come back.
I hope not. When Cassidy comes.
When Cassidy comes.
Because all the people was sick.
For more drama? He's done. He's burnt out, he said.
I want Liz to move on.
I would be burned out, too, if I was underneath that writing. I mean, they completely destroyed the canvas of General Hospital from what we remember to
what we remember. I want Lucky gone. I want Jason gone. But you know what, you guys know that they're all trash and they think they high and mighty.
You better not count call me on this Spencer because she is not high and mighty and
She thinks she high and mighty too, Carly.
Call me not high and mighty.
Wait a minute, Carly, calm down.
I need for General Hospital to do this one thing for me. If Frank and Ron are truly gonna do what they said they're gonna do, they're gonna put family back into General Hospital, I need, for my closure, I need a Bobby, Carly, and Luke scene. All three of them sitting down and talking. I need that.
I agree with that, but for whoever thinks Carly is high and mighty, no, she's not. You know what? All the things that Carly has supposedly done in her life, Sam has done much worse. Let's not forget that. I'm not comparing her to Sam.
Oh, I know Sam has done much worse. And I'm on it with you with Sam, honey. So, good. But look, Carly, when I say that about Carly, it's a good thing because that's who she is.
It's a good thing
because she is a person that you can love to hate in that character.
Sometimes she goes way too far, and I just, but I mean, sometimes she just goes way too far.
I want Carly to find that DVD, and I want her to find it.
how much weight it has, but it's out there, and it's been out there for 2 weeks now. So,
okay, so what was this about her crying of it? I think she was doing the do with him, and she was and she was the one doing the aggressive part
of it.
Wait,
you mean
so
Sam
too.
And Franco? Yeah, me too.
Yes. I think she was the one that was getting Franco
yep.
and not him getting her.
Yeah.
And that's why she's standing up there crying, because she knows she's going to be in trouble. And she got Michael lying for her. So they
yeah,
all lying.
Yeah,
well,
that
they
makes me
mad. That
makes me mad.
Did anybody see
so mad
about the storyline? She said that she feels, she said it, because the fan said something about how would you rate this storyline. And Kelly Monaco was like, unfair. She was like, unfair. And a lot of people have said that this storyline, it was supposed to be something big. It really was. If you really think about it, it was. It was supposed to be a big event. Like, not a big, like a major event, but an impact on the J-Sam
right.
relationship. And because of the writing, because we have to say a lot of
yeah.
stuff's been going on behind the scenes that we're just
yeah.
finding out now. It could have been like, here's the idea that somebody had, but oh, wait, no, let me twist it and do it like this. I think this is what's the storyline.
Hello?
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 Yes, Candace. Oh, my God.
I think she dropped.
Yeah, Candace got dropped. Candace, if you're listening now, they'll call. Okay, we have 5 more minutes of daytime after Dog Ben. We are going to have 45 minutes of late long radio.
Okay. Are you going to go over there right now? Cause
I'm going to sign in and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad Candace dropped because I wanted to hear what she was saying.
Yeah, okay. I will
yep.
tell Candace to call into late long.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to see you guys all over there.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.